Hello, Amy.
Hi, Zoe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good too. I already send you an interview email. Did you receive it?
Yes, I saw it, and I'm glad to answer your questions.
Okay, I just wanted you to know your words will show in a public platform called WordPress, and I will ask you some questions about your situations at the moment and your mental health recently. Is that okay? Is that comfortable to you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start it. So can you describe how do you feel recently? I mean mentally.
Well, comparing to the my mental health condition before this awkward time, mm-hmm. I feel a lot more depressed and stressed because of this hard time, and now I can't communicate with my professors and face to face. And this is my last semester, and I have a final project to do, and I can't communicate with them, and they cause some like stress to me. And of course my professor provide me some guides to help me to work out my project, but it's still hard. And actually, I can't sleep well recently, and sometimes I need some medicine to help me sleep well. And I feel a lot of anxiety because you know I'm going to graduate in recent months, and I'm still here, and I can't get back to China and accept my job offer, and it's so disappointing, and I really
mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want somebody to help me, but actually, I feel that no one can help me out of this situation. Yes.
Yeah, I understand your situations. I remember you have two jobs before, casual jobs. How was your jobs going? Did you still receive the salary, or did you still work in there?
Well, as you said, actually, I quit my job about 2 months ago, I think. And I remember it's the last day I went to my workplace is March 27, I think. And and since then, I never been to my workplace, and thus I can't receive my salary. And I have been about 2 months without work. I'm nearly running out of my salaries. And you know, I'm going to graduate, and I'm leaving Australia to China, and I need to buy some tickets, but the flight tickets is so expensive, and I think I can't afford it. And I'm really anxious about it.
Why you quit your job? Because the retailing shut down or something?
Yes, because I work in the related to the customer service, and mm-hmm. The stores shut down, and I'm a carol. I'm not a full timer, and I just a carol and follow the schedule, and the store is closed down, and so I have to quit my job.
Yeah, I understand. I think many people face that situations at the moment. And I heard the different uni have different like hardship. The students can apply it. Did you know it or did you do it?
Yes, I heard of it and I tried to apply for travel ban hardship. But I didn't receive the uni didn't accept my application and they refused me like a few days ago. And you know, the process is too complicated. And I heard that some of my classmates received the offer, the hardship, but most of us didn't. And like they sent the email to remind us to upload the additional material, but not all of us received that.
Did the uni told you why you failed?
Like, they just said I can't prove that. Like, maybe there is somebody else they think they can provide, but actually they didn't tell me why in the email.
Okay, yeah. How do you feel about this?
Well, you know, like some of us, like received who applied for the hardship received the money, but most of us didn't. But actually, I know some of them who received the hardship. Like, I don't know their condition exactly, but I just think. Feel that it is kind of unfair, and I don't think that the unit did enough.
And that's true.
The supplement from the government is only for the residents.
Citizen.
Citizen. Not all of us, and we are affected in this hard time, but and I lost my job and my salary is running out, but most of us in this country are facing a hard time, but I don't feel that I am treated equal as others.
Yeah, that's true. Feel sorry too. So can you send me the screenshot for me about the refused email, like the uni sent to you?
Yes, I will send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, it's fine.
So I remember you told me one time you walking on a street, someone say something to you because you're wearing mask. Is that true?
Well, it's like this sometimes happens because you know you wear mask on the street just to protect yourself. But some locals, I don't want to say locals, but someone they don't wear mask or think that mask is unnecessary will staring at you and I feel very bad about it. And like last week I went to the bank and I was in front of ATM and I am so afraid of like being there wearing mask because I feel like there is a lot of reports, news online as say that Chinese students, international students wearing masks were attacked by others. I feel very scared at that time because there are somebody else some teenagers just standing behind me, staring at me and saying something that I can't hear clearly. So I feel that I'm not safe.
So you feel more anxious and depressed that
yes.
you have that feelings? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel the same way sometimes because I'm wearing mask on the street. Some people just staring at me and using a weird staring way to look at me. I feel super offended actually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't think my personal safety is protected. Because there are a lot of cases online reported that because of the coronavirus and there is more racist and like impolite attack happens.
Mm-hmm. Did you know if like students like us, we have some mental problems, we can get help from the uni counseling institution in Sydney Uni.
Yes, I heard of it, but it's full.
Okay.
You need to preserve it for months, I see.
Okay, I think you should maybe try to get another call, or you can talk to your friends or your families. If you have some friends study psychological or something, you can get help from them, I think.
Okay, thank you for your advertisement. Sorry, thank you for your advice.
Yeah, that's fine. I really understand your situations because I think most of us feel the same. But I think for you, you maybe feel worse because like you feel more anxious and anxiety at the moment. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a hard time.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm very helpful. You can help me with the interview.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.